Crop over conversations continue, and it's not just those here, it's not just those in front of the mic, but those behind all the fancy knobs in the studios. We've got to talk to the producers as well, and we're going to go over to New York. Well, I am assuming that that's where he is right now. I don't know, this is a busy fellow. Let's say good morning and welcome DJ Spider.
Hey, good morning, Cashy. How are you?
Man, I'm good over here, man. How are you handling everything over there?
Man, you know, as you can see, it's a bit hectic, but everybody is, going through this situation at the time as best as they could. So, that I can think for right now.
Yeah.
My family as well and healthy, and that's what counts right now, right?
That's definitely true. That is definitely true. Now, for you, being based overseas, you are no stranger to working, using the technology, working online. But has that affected the way that you were able to get the artists to record? Because obviously not everyone has a studio at home, and they will have to go to other studios to record their vocals. How did that work for you in terms of getting the music? I know jamming season was out early. Did that affect?
Yes. It has not affected anything because, like I said, I start to work on my material very early, So I kind of, and artists I work with, most of them have their own setup.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Blood. Blood did a lot of background work with me on the actual rhythm. So he was able to help me get things done over in Barbados. So, kudos to Blood.
not that we bring Blood in, because, I mean, we know that DJ Spider has been the man behind a lot of the bashment hits in Barbados. So when I got this rhythm, and I saw that Blood is on the rhythm, I was like, Blood gained on some serious bashment. No, but then I heard the rhythm. Wait.
Right.
Well, what's up here? Is this a deliberate attempt to change or to add to the style? What was the thinking behind Jamming Season?
You said it for me just now.
Mm-hmm.
Deliberate. It is my goal, right, to actually step out and say, you know what, I can do bashment. But, it's time for me to show that I can do other things and as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Work with other producers and put out, music that, people could feel and groove to now.
Mm-hmm.
So bashment is for the road. Bashment is what it is. It's bashment.
Yeah.
But when you want music for, all generations to enjoy,
mm-hmm.
And all ages, I should say, to enjoy, you want to put out that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people may say, well, maybe it's because you're getting older.
No, it's not that I'm getting older. I'm just understanding music, and I wanna go down in history as somebody who's done it all.
Mm.
Let's call it what it is. I won 2 competitions in bashment.
Yeah.
So if why can I not say, okay, let me try something out? You see where I'm going with
absolutely,
it. Why can I
absolutely.
Try something else if I did this already and I've accomplished
mm-hmm.
something in that genre? So let me try something out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
No, as you say, you're trying, you're spreading your wings, you're doing different things, and that's great. How are you then as the producer? Because obviously this irritates some measure of marketing. You have to now convince those. I mean, you convince Blood. That is big. But I mean, how do you get the word out there that DJ Spider is to be taken seriously? Because there's still some stereotype out there where when it comes to bashment, that's just young fellas like to do. So how do you combat that stereotype, and how do you then go and market, push yourself as this producer that is the producer for all?
Well, we're in a day and age where social media actually can be whoever you want to be mm-hmm. on social media. So once you have your right marketing campaign, you understand, you create the marketing campaign and you know how to say, okay, well, let me push my campaign to this this age group. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the, you have Instagram, you can actually do a campaign and say, you know what, I want it to go to this age group. Mm-hmm. I want it to go to this age group. And then you can compare exactly, you know, the statistics and say, you know, I want to create this campaign to touch this amount of people and this age group. So once you have that set up, you mm-hmm. can actually push out your music. So I always encourage artists and everybody to really understand how to market themselves, because it's out there, the material is out there. Go on YouTube, study the game, and learn how to push out your music. So that's what I do. Mm-hmm. I actually am a student of the craft, so I learn how to do things to push myself out there.
Well, you think...
And then
Go ahead.
No, and then I also like to work with artists who also... knows how to push themselves. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen how Corona, the pandemic, has forced people mm-hmm. to actually go online and do more online. Some of them, well, effectively so. Others, I think, need probably to pay more attention to others. But nonetheless, they recognize
right.
that now is the time that you really need to get out there. Now, I know... you being out there, being based in North America, mm-hmm. we've seen an increase in festivals and carnivals. Once right. upon a time, all you heard about was Labor Day. Then you started hearing more about Boston and more about Miami.
Right.
But now Hollywood, everywhere seems to have a carnival. How are you then benefiting from that exposure, you know, increased carnivals, and where do you see it going from here?
Well, I see a lot of things going on digital platforms. Mm. It's out there. It's the painting is on the wall right now. So you gotta change with the times. Times will change, and it has changed. So you gotta understand that you have to now build relationships with the DJs, because if you notice, the DJs is who the people controlling the actual market right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the ones that took advantage of it and is running with it. So everybody is dependent on the DJs right now for digital performances. Mm-hmm. Because the artists, for some reason, didn't take this thing seriously as fast as the DJs. You know, no disrespect to artists, but the DJs is the ones that jumped on and said, you know what, I'm going to start, you know, playing online. I'm going to start doing these things online. So with that being said, the next step is how to monetize the music, you know, how to make sure you can get money from it. And it's several different ways to do things, you know, but I guess that's where it's going, mm-hmm. you know, so it's to figure out how to monetize your work, how to, you know,
yeah.
how to monetize your And I'm sorry, a lot of artists and a lot of people don't own their name. I own mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's a discussion that so many of us have been having recently where you say, you know, you are the business and you must treat yourself
yes.
as the business, just as
yes.
a storefront. Like, imagine you are a store, you know, you have to treat it as such.
Yes.
Spider, you know, again... With branching off into the groovy soca, you know, setting yourself up on that platform. And of course, things will open up. We will ultimately get back out there, be able to physically interact.
Right.
But how are you setting yourself up, and where do you see Spider as, because I mean, I can't believe time ran away so quickly, but how do you see Spider advancing and being, where's your place in the industry?
Well, my place in the industry is I started to write a lot of music. And if you notice, I wrote all except for Marzo's song on Eruption. I didn't write that one. Mm-hmm. But I wrote Blood Song, and I wrote the other two songs on the rhythm.
Akeesha and Sherwin.
Yeah, Sherwin, mm-hmm. Akeesha, right. So I wrote those, and I also wrote for Marzo's other record, What? I wrote that on Jalof Rice rhythm. So, and produced it. So what I'm doing now is starting to write music so I could be known as a writer, slash producer, and so I'm trying to stick myself in the industry as you know, just a person who could do more than one thing instead of just known for bashing it. If you know where I'm going with this.
I see that, you know, and you're definitely setting yourself up for it. Spider, you know what? We're going to have another chat sometime soon, hopefully. But definitely thanks a lot for taking time out this morning. I know DJs and producers don't wake up early. So thanks a lot for spending some time.
I got to wake up early, Cassie. Man, I work in healthcare. So right, I do IT for healthcare, man. So,
there you go. A man of many talents. All right.
Yeah, man.
Well, thanks a lot, Spider. All the best to you. And until we hear each other again, take care.
All right. Blessings to everybody in Barbados. Stay safe. God bless.
All right. DJ Spider, another Crop Over Conversation.